Okay, we're here in Derech Hashem, Sunday, Shir number 14 of Winter of Shemai Tess, Sunday Vayeshev, November 25th, Yud Zayin Kislev. And we're learning Derech Hashem, and we're up to, we're doing the fourth section, we're up to the fourth paragraph, in the middle of the first paragraph, which is the deeper meaning and the deeper accomplishment of saying Kriya. We started off the fourth parak, how he's going to explain first what it means Hashem Echad, the full scope of the meaning. He talks about Hashem created everything, so, you know, to us that's a simple sentence and it doesn't mean much, but it means everything. It means he created the laws of physics, he created mathematics, it means he created that 2 plus 2 equals 4. Everything is a creation of Hashem. Nothing has to be the way it is. Even if we can't imagine it being differently, we can't imagine the existence of no time, we can't imagine how 2 plus 2 cannot equal 4. A physicist would not be able to imagine how the world can exist if not for certain what a physicist would consider to be immutable laws of nature, which allow the world to exist. It's electromagnetism, gravity, the speed of light, I mean everything. Everything that is basic stuff that allows the world to exist, so we can imagine it otherwise, but the fact that it's a creation means that only that, it's a creation, and Hashem gave it a certain tavas, Hashem gave everything its laws and its nature, but nothing is immutably so, nothing is inherently so, nothing is objectively so, it's all a creation from Hashem. And Hashem created everything, Elyonim v'Tachtonim, Gashmius and Ruchnius, and this is both mitzad things and people, and events. Everything is Ratzon Hashem. Everything is only a manifestation that He wills it to be this way. Going into it a bit deeper, he said there's a lot of negative forces in the world, what we call Ra. Negative forces is anything, well, negative forces come about through somewhat of a hester of Hashem. Hashem is everywhere and everything and empowers everything. But if Hashem is, we say everything is Or Panecha Hashem, but if Hashem is Master Panim, then there can be the existence of Ra. Our concept of Ra is, first of all, we could start off with what Hashem doesn't want, meaning look at the Torah, Hashem doesn't want certain things, they're negative spiritual forces, and that we have bechira about, but everything is hooked up to transcendent forces, higher forces, so there's Ra, and everything is Ra, and there's Malachi Chabola, as we explained in the third section, which we didn't learn. Even Makbil to Ruach HaKodesh, there's something called Kishuf. And it's all, there are, the best word for it is negative spiritual forces. And it's not just evil in the sense of, you know, don't do this and don't do that, but any negative spiritual force is evil, you know. To be ill is not a positive thing. To be poor is not a positive thing. These are all negative things. We know that. You're supposed to be healthy. You're supposed to have enough. You're supposed to be able to get by. You're supposed to not have troubles. Anytime a person has, that's all Ra. Anything, and the experience of Ra is anything negative. which the human mind grasps as negative, and it is negative. Hashem is, of course, using it for a good purpose, as he explains. Hashem made it in order that the Ra be driven out. And when the Ra is driven out, there will be another dimension to Hashem's oneness, because it will be clear, like we said yesterday in the Haftarah, V'alu Moshe Mahar Tzion, V'shvotus HaRisov, V'shvot Hashem HaMelucha, and we then say, not in the Haftarah, but we then say, V'ya Hashem V'melech HaKol HaOretz, V'yomu Yiyah Hashem HaKol Hashmo Echad, and with the eradication of Ra, as I said, the reason we have so much trouble thinking, the reason we cannot think of time as a Bria is because we can't imagine there being no time, and so anything is like that. So if there would just be or, it would be lacking, it wouldn't have a certain dimension of reality to it, because we wouldn't perceive it as being real, we would just perceive it as being, like time. It is, that's the way it is, it can't be otherwise, but that's not true. So what gives? Well, now, thanks to Einstein and those that came after him, so we can perceive time also as being a Bria, as not being immutable, because that's what Einstein showed in his theories, that time can, it just bends. It's not immutable. It bends. So we won't go any further into that. But that is a tremendous accomplishment to Amamin, because he shows, and it's been proven many times over, that time is only a Bria. It doesn't have a certain immutable, inherent, objective existence. Time can be subjective. Until Einstein came along, he proved it, he showed it. That's the theory of relativity. So the truth is, okay, but it's only when you see that it doesn't have to be that way, then you realize. So the eradication of evil . When there's evil around, people have troubles. It's all kinds of troubles. Kali Yisrael has troubles. And then there's emergence of Ayah Hashem Melech HaKol HaOretz V'yom Hu Yiyah Hashem Echad Ushmo Echad. So that brings out the Yichud Hashem in a certain dimension that it wouldn't have had otherwise. And this has got the people, of course, we don't add anything to Hashem. Hashem is not missing anything. But it adds a dimension in our Hakara of Hashem's Yichud. And, okay, that's what we're up to. We didn't bring it back to Kriyashma yet, because he's trying to explain the full scope of Yichud Hashem, that it encompasses everything and every event and every aspect of the world, good and bad, and what the world's purpose is, and the reason he made Ra, the reason he made Bechira. But it's not just in Bechira, there's other Ra's and the Bria that are not a product of Bechira, is in order that there be a Giloi, Mimasha Nichlal Ol Be'omek Zero Inyan, what's also included in this idea of Hashem Echad, is Ugiloi Amitas Yehudo Yisbarach, is the unveiling, the bringing out that Hashem is the only force in the world that exists. Again, it's cheap words, and you say, well, of course, but we think, we think that there's the force of gravity, there's other forces in the world, but there aren't. And Hashem's and there's evil and there's problems and there's sorrows. Everything is subservient. Everything is just a manifestation. And when it comes out that Hashem's Yichud is a Nisgala, So then, right, we'll see it. The Zen, I'll explain a little more. I explained already, so it'll be a little repetitious, because I explained this already, but he brings it up now. The Zen, Kinik, Rabbi Arnu, says, we are Chilchalif, paragraph base, Shaklal, Kalhamasiba, Sabonlos, Baolam, who, the purpose, the idea of how Hashem created the world. Shinei Bora, Boris Baruch HaSara, Hashem created evil. So that man, through free will, should eradicate it, should overcome it, should either overcome it, not do it, not create it, not give koach to the forces of evil, not let the troubles deter him or harm the avodas Hashem. The Yikru Uba Atzmon would be Brias Atot, and this is an amazing thing, that Hashem is like waiting for us. This is what the Bechira is. Hashem made a world in which we can be Megala, the Kavod Hashem, the Yichud Hashem, through what we do and our actions. V'nei Chukim Rabin V'sharoshim Gedolim. There's a lot of laws and a lot of, everything has its gevulot, everything has its boundaries. It's like a billion piece jigsaw puzzle that gets all put together. Because every aspect, every rule, every law, everything boils down to Yichud Hashem. There's so many billions of details, but in the use of Shalara Bibriya, as I said, there are events that are there's historical events, there's events in your life, there's events that happen to a person, anything, anytime you miss a bus, that's a manifestation of evil. It's not good. Anything that's not pleasant is not good. Hashem is made this, that's what he's going to explain, but there are reasons that everything that happens, and the ultimate goal is good. But right now, we don't see it. And we don't necessarily experience it. We don't feel it. The Siyusha Shalram Begriya Pu'ulosa V'shlitoso, sometimes it looks like evil is gaining your fans. U'prodim Ravim, K'mo Kein Binyan Yachso Shalodam Imo, the way a person relates to evil, sometimes not always does a person overcome evil, right? Sometimes it lures a person into it, and the person ends up strengthening the evil. As you know, some tachto, the person is like kafuf, he's sometimes subjected to evil. Sometimes there are forces that a person kashmius, you can't escape it, it drags you down. But Musa Batocho, he's in it, and he's under it, and he has to deal with it. Luminian is Gabro Ola, is Fakum Nasorum, everything involved in a person's life, how he overcomes evil, and how he can escape from this jail he's in. The Kosher also, Luminian Matsius Atov, is Pashto, Eldi, spreads out, its ramifications, is Chasko, Kifi Hikona Rabbi, Hikosho, all that is going on in this world. But if you had to like boil it down like to one sentence, Shorish Kol Metzius Hara, which isn't really a Metzius Ra, really, that's what he's saying. Who loves him? Which we also who halim hamori is barches yichudo. It's Hashem being the help. Hashem is. It looks like something else exists. The truth is, in a certain sense, this halim. Every time anything exists other than Hashem, or seemingly exists, the sheer is already a helem of Hashem because it looks like it has an independent existence. It's here and it doesn't get destroyed, so it will still be here. But that is contradictory to the foundational principle that only Hashem has objective reality. But there's a hell of here. It looks like the Sheikh will exist forever, unless someone destroys it. It looks like that, so that's a helen. But Ra is certainly a helen. When bad things happen to good people, you know, and people have troubles, and good people have troubles. So there's a lot of terutzim, but his point is that Hashem, that Ra happened when tragedy happened, when difficulties happen, when obstacles happen, Hashem is keilu hiding his aura upon him, which is say, keep your aura upon him. And Hashem is Ma'alim himself, Shem is Gala, but ultimately Tusul Lakol, so he's not revealing in full force his Yichud. When it is revealed, that's when we'll find out that the Ra never really existed, and that's going to be the Chiddush. That it wasn't really Ra. And that's part, he doesn't talk about here. The Ramchal does not talk about that here. He's not delving into that here. But realize that when Hashem is revealed, and we understand the whole jigsaw puzzle that makes up the world, and we understand the jigsaw puzzle that makes up our lives, and our children's lives, and everything that goes on in the world, we'll step back and we'll see it for what it really was, without the Helen. In other words, it's not just Yihyeh Tov, but again, Ramchal is not talking about that here. But you know, you take everything that Ramchal talks about in other places, because the Lovers talks about it, another Sfarim talk about it, Das Tvuno certainly talks about it. Right, so it's not just a question of Yihyeh Tov, but that it's Tov now, but we don't see it, but it's Helen. But Al Kaponim, it'll be Mizgala. He's not now dealing with the hidden Tov that's in everything. But when Hashem is Mizgala, he's not dealing with that now. He's dealing with Ra, and it's a Helen of Hashem. That's already an even deeper concept than Hashem is only hiding his face, but he didn't disappear. So Ra can never be a real Messias, as we show him, because Hashem is always there. And so they really can't exist Ra. But when he's Misalim, so the Tov is also Misalim. The Tov is also hidden. And then it looks like Ra. And it's painful. It creates pain. And that's real. But again, everything is for a better purpose, for a higher purpose. So, but here he's just talking about that Hashem is Misalem. Hashem hides his aura upon him, and that's how Ra comes about. Ukhishir ahel kachushir koch misyusr shal ha-ra. Ukhishir ahel kachushir koch misyusr. So the shoresh of everything is Helen of the Yichudo. The shorish called Bittel Harab, Bahavaroso, the Kuda of the Bittel Harab, and the destroying it. He called Kalabria Batov, which is a real good, who Gili Amigdash Yehuda's bar, is the revelation of Hashem Echad. So the full force of Hashem Echad, if you see that he is. We say it in Davening, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, V'chol Arisha Kula, K'oshon Tichle, dissipates, it evaporates. U'ma Shomer HaKosov Ru'u Ato Ki Ani Ani Hu, Meno L'kim Yimondi, V'kosov L'anteidu V'ta'aminu L'fonai L'omnot Zarkel Vachrei Lo Yiyye, V'nimtza Shesof Tikun Kol Abriya Toli B'gili Yichud Yisbarach. So the Shleimus of the Bria, he's coming to a point, because he's going to get back to Kriyat Shema. And when we get back to Kriyat Shema, who's apex is Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. We're declaring that we believe Yichudo Yisbarach, and Yichudo equals the Shleimus of the Bria. That's what he's trying to explain to us. When we see the full scope of Yichud Hashem, of Hashem's uniqueness, singularity, how everything is Hashem, when we see that, not just believe it, but see it, then we will see the eradication of Ra. Again, either it'll be eradicated, or you want to go even deeper, we'll see that it wasn't really Ra. But that's, his point is that the Tikkun HaBriya, the Shleimus HaBriya, boils down to the manifestation of Hashem Echad. And that is Ramchal's words, that's famous words, probably, Gilui Yichudo Yisbarach. The revelation, the lack of hiddenness, the revealing of Yichud Hashem, that there is only Hashem, and nothing else exists, and everything just, in order for any form of evil to, again, for any form of evil to exist, whether it's Averis, or punishment, or illness, or troubles, or difficulties, obstacles, Tzoris to Klal Yisrael, Tzoris to the Yochid, is because he is being Malin, he's hiding Yichudo. As Hashem is told, and when the sun shines, there's no darkness, except the world is very muddy and murky. So the tikkun, the nifesh of self tikkun called Abriya Toli Begili Yichud Hashbar.
So something happens to you that feels bad, Ra. What should your response be in order to, like you say, this is from Hashem, still feels bad, but it's from Hashem. Is that revealing his unity?
I think the most we can hope for in this world is to acknowledge the pain, not to try to be on the Madrega. I don't think it would be real. The most we can hope for is to acknowledge the pain and to have an intellectual understanding that ultimately it's for the good, and we will understand, and that good will be revealed when Hashem reveals Yichudo. Now, we can reinforce that belief, he's going to get to it. That's saying Kriya Shema. Hashem Echad, this is a deep bit. Hashem Echad means so much more, as we're starting to see, than there's only one Hashem and not two Hashems. It is much, much, much broader, much deeper. It means much, much more. It means all there is Hashem. It means all there is Tov. And we're declaring that. In fact, according to Rashi, see, everything is complicated. Everything is. According to Rashi and Chumash, we're really saying Hashem will be Echad. We're saying Hashem, that right now is a Elokeinu, he one day will be Echad. I mean, not really will be, but will be revealed as Echad. And the Gemara supports Rashi, because the Gemara in Tzachim says, Odu hashto av echadu. But now he's not echad. The Gemara says it's not on Kriyashma, but on the Pasuk, Bayom abu yihi Hashem echad ishmo echad. Gemara says, what about now? The Gemara says, now we make a dynamis when bad things happen. That's the Gemara in Tzachim, the end of the fourth paragraph, I believe. Now we make a dynamis. So that's not really Hashem Echad, because we're saying it's from Hashem, but we're saying it's Ra, it's painful, it hurts, it's Ra. It's hell of Hashem. So the Yom HaHuyeh Hashem Echad Shmo Echad is saying that there won't be a Tova made, that there won't be dynamis lots of love, because everything will be revealed. Okay, so the link he wants to make leading up to Kriya Shema is that the tikkun, and these are Ramchal words, that the tikkun HaBriya, the Shleimus HaBriya, the purpose of the Briya, the goal of the Briya, is to expose a dimension of Hashem's Yichud, which, see, again, we could get into philosophical questions, because you can't say Hashem was missing anything. Hashem doesn't need this dimension of his yichud, of his existence. There's enough for Hashem's sake. Hashem is fine without it. Not like he needed to expose a certain dimension of his reality, which is how I'm explaining it. He doesn't need that. He did it because that dimension will be people's hakara, and through that hakara, they will bond with him. That's where the Tov and Meitiv comes in. And Hashem did it so that people, there'd be created things that become part of him and exist for all of, I was about to say for all of time, but that's limiting what it is, because it's beyond time. It's infinity. Infinity is beyond time. We just use the word infinity as a word, but we don't mean it, because we can't imagine beyond time. But the truth is, it will be beyond time. It will be true nitzchius. And Hashem wanted to be meitiv, and through his system, see, it's much deeper according to Ramchal than he made a system of Tov and Ra, and he made a Bechira, and you get brownie points if you do good, and you get demerits if you do bad, and if you have enough tickets, you get into the Gan Eden. So it's much deeper, right? Much deeper than that. That's essentially it, but it's much deeper. That's how a third grader would understand it, and then you understand it on a much, much deeper level. So the whole Shleimus and Tikkun HaBriah is dependent on, meaning the whole purpose of the Briah. And that's why we know what will happen. That was Hashem's purpose in making the Briah, so we know what's going to happen. Is totally and give to totally begilu Yehuda Yisbarach. Even though it is necessarily connected, but that's what they're saying, it is connected. The whole purpose of the Bria is Giloy Yehuda, to reveal his total, which I'm calling another dimension of Yehuda, with the eradication of Ra, and Hashem being Melech Al Kol Haaretz, and despite everything that goes on in the world, every pain, every sorrow, every krechts, every kletch, will be revealed in Hashem Echad, and that's the Tikkun HaBriah. Other Marisha could have done it if he wouldn't have been from the Eitz Hadas. That's another story. Don't think for a moment that we're only talking about Gilu Yehuda, not adding to Yehuda, Chas v'Shalom. Elashashem ain't a Megula like Kol Karoi. It's not revealed. Even Hashem, when we say Hashem is like when the sun, you put down the window shade, or the window is muddy, and the sun is not shining in, so it's just blocking the sun, but the sun's there. We are lucky. We are receivers of the Torah. We are receivers of this challenge of being Hashem's representatives in this world. We know this now, or at least we struggle to understand it. But we know this truth. And we are testifying to its truth. It's not here yet, but we're saying, this I know to be true. This is what will happen. And therefore it's what is now, just in a not revealed form. We are witnesses. We are Hashem's witnesses in this world, that it's not something that's going to happen somewhere in the future, and everybody's going to, right? We have the Jewish people who represent this, who stand for this, who say, who We'll see him testify to this twice a day. The Jew, and this is what the Jew says before he dies, and this is what a Jew says every day twice, more than twice, and this is what we're all about. We're not about ourselves, we're not about Olam Haba. Ultimately, we're only about Hashem Echad and bringing that about. Through bringing that about, we are zoche to unimaginable pleasure, unimaginable reward. We hook up with Hashem, we bond with Hashem, and we exist for this field. But so that's what we're doing. And that's called Kiddush Hashem, and that's all, it's all part of the picture. We're being made on Yehudo. We're doing it now. There will be a deal of Yehudo without us, but we're being made on it now. We may call on Abba Shalom Azeb. Part of the structure of running the world is Mechalekah v'anagos hayom v'anagos halayla. Day and night is not just a convenience to have time to sleep and to have time to, I don't know, whatever people do with their time. Remember, there used to be no electric lights, so night was night. Hashem in his wisdom has a reason why he did what he did, but it's really a fundamental, major, that we could have light 24 hours a day, and we could do things 24 hours a day, that's why people don't get enough sleep. Anyway, this another sayom, another salayla, which is kind of a chelitzi perikrishon, right? There's major things going on in the heavens, there's major things going on in Shemayim, with the malachim, the mishmoros are changing. Now we know by now that it's not night and day in the same place in the whole world at the same time. We know that. So let's assume it's when it's night and day in Eretz Yisrael. That's a nice thought. That's what it's all dependent on, and everything switches over. The malachim, kol boker b'chol erev v'schachim asdorim v'mishmoros hamalachim v'tafkidam v'seder hanhogam. Well, Menachem Bnei Yisrael, and therefore, I don't know, but, and however, we, Bnei Yisrael, this Chayadnu, we're commanded, we're obligated, he's Lahoyed, testify on Amitas Yehudu, he's Borah B'chol B'chinos. No matter what. Perish, Bein B'chinos HaMetzius. Again, he's going over now the enormity of Yichud. He is the only thing that is both beside the existence of other things, Shehu Levadoi HaMotzoi HaMuchroch, which as the Rambam puts it, and we know by now, he is the only objective reality, he is the only thing that must exist, everything else is only is dependent on his will, and if his will would be withdrawn, it would cease to exist. And any property the thing has is only because that's his will. B'chol ha-nimtsoim, all of the things that exist, v'menu heim nimtsoim, u'bofluyim, it's only because he willed them to be, and they're constantly dependent on him. Bein b'chinas ha-shlita, in terms of sovereignty, in terms of independence. He didn't create any entity that has independent powers. He didn't create anything that's independent. It's also part of Hashem Echad, of course, but that's almost classic Echad Ve'en Sheni. He didn't create anything independent. Ultimately, Hashem is the only sovereign that is. Anything that is empowered to do, to accomplish, to have a certain property, to bring about a certain result. Again, whether it's the laws of chemistry or physics or mathematics or time or electro, anything in the Bria, any physics, any chemistry, anything, any biology, anything, astronomy, is only channeling the Ratzon Hashem. Ve'im mechinas hanhoga. The high level beach on the Seagulls, Rabbos, Kedolos, Bambukos, generate a list of all the things in the Bria that are happening. It's an endless list. Things are growing, gravity is gravitating, and the ocean, the plants, and animal life, and people. There's like billions of things going on. The world is functioning, and not just this world, there's plenty of planets, and stars, and galaxies. Comets, and who knows what else. There's all sorts of things going on. Billions and millions of things going on. A lot of noise out there. Eina mesabi dala echad. The world boils down to one. Right? That's what Einstein was looking for in the unified field theory. It all boils down to one formula. It all boils down to one thing. We know what that one thing, the unified field is. It was something that would wrap together physics, chemistry, time, everything, and the theory of everything. And we know that that's true. He hit upon a certain nakuda. He saw a certain singularity. Because a lot of us talks about this at length in Shaar HaYichud, that you can see a certain singularity in the Bria, where things mesh and they work together. And like, how does the wind know about the ocean, and how does the way plants are pollinated? I mean, these are all kid stuff examples, but like, you see everything works in tandem. So that means there's a power that's echod, that's empowering everything. Now, because you look outside and you say, whoa, there's like all this stuff going on. And evil also. Different things that the appearance of differences in the Bria, even not evil, just the difference between my life and that person's life, the difference between chemistry and physics, the difference between math and biology. It's not real, it's only the way it looks to us, but it's all one. It's a unified field theory. That there's only one power behind everything, empowering everything. Okay, so you say it's very repetitious, okay, but it can't be repeated enough times, because we really don't get it. Because any time we see something happen, Hashem is being the Salem. We don't see Him. So, the human mind, which doesn't see Hashem, you have to work on it. That's why creation is so important. That's why the mezuzah is important. The mezuzah says in it Hashem Echad. Fill it. Say in it Hashem Echad. Any reminder we have about Hashem 100 times a day, a bracha, is really that this is all a mirage, and really there's only one central part of the Bria. That's Milui Ratzon Hashem. Okay, we'll stop here. Start the paragraph 2. And we'll be learning Wednesday, and then we'll be taking an extended break, because we won't be learning Hanukkah, which is Wednesday, and I won't be around the following Wednesday. What?
So 2 weeks off.
2 weeks off.
Yeah,
2 weeks. Oh, that's nice. 2 weeks. 2 weeks of sadness.
Okay.
Yeah, but Wednesday, yes, that's important. Wednesday, yes, and then we'll have a